Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Jeder meckert über den ÖPNV. Aber was steckt wirklich dahinter? Mit dem Podcast Ticket to Anywhere blickst du hinter die Kulissen des Nahverkehrs. Schauspieler Maximilian Mund reist zu seiner Oma, trifft spannende Menschen wie Malte Zierden oder Linda Zervakis und erklärt alles zu Bus und Bahn und wie sie besser werden können. Erlebe ein außergewöhnliches Audioerlebnis rund um unsere alltägliche Mobilität. Jetzt reinhören auf Spotify oder unter zukunftnahverkehr.de/podcast.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Bob Welch, the ace joke of the day, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
It's time for the guy who likes potato chips more than sack.
Why don't you come to bed early tonight, honey? I have to get up early for that Sports Illustrated swimsuit shoot tomorrow. I'll do that thing you like.
Yeah, baby, I'll be there in a minute.
This has been the guy who likes potato chips more than sad.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, we have to... read this letter because we like to respond to those listening. We get all kinds of unusual requests here. I listen every morning.
Yeah.
I appreciate your help getting through a rough year and keeping my sanity. I was watching some of your old clips on YouTube, and I came across the Bob Welch sing-along.
Oh, my.
Now, you'll recall Bob Welch, a very fine artist with Fleetwood Mac, the great song Hypnotized. Had some success as a solo artist. However, Chick and Josh are somewhat critical of his singing approach. I find it very nice, but...
you have an example of his work?
Yes, I do.
This is really him. This is not us joking around. This is his actual vocal.
It's a song, okay. Ebony Eyes.
Ebony Eyes.
We'll leave it
leave it at that.
The artistry will remain untouched.
Here we go.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chains.
Would you like to start over? You boys want to do something?
Have you seen that girl in the corner?
Let's try our sing-along, please. Here we go. Here it comes. One, two.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chains.
That's dead on.
Why is she in chains?
You guys could do this on karaoke night.
I'm with you, Pat. Why is she in chains?
I don't know, something's going on.
I don't think it's physical chains.
Emotionally, metaphors.
Was the song before the days of the pathetic days of early MTV videos?
No. I think it was right in the right in the beginning. I think.
Well, that's right.
Let's do a video.
Got a lot of airplay on MTV.
Let's get a half-naked girl. We'll chain her up. That'd be good.
MTV was very nice to me.
We need more chains.
Chains.
Okay, all right.
Of course, as Josh pointed out, it was exciting times at the Welch household.
Mom, they're talking about Dad again on the radio. Well, try to ignore him, honey. I can't. Yeah.
They do it every other day.
Oh, boy.
I love you, Daddy. I did just responding to some requests.
Thank you, Daddy.
We like to play what you like to hear. So they're very good. Now, Christy Lee's once again at her post, her base. I'd love to call on you, Christy, but right now.
That's okay.
It's time for a little something special.
Rules that sexy man with a deep voice. Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
Oh, by the way, Ebony Eyes came out in the late 70s before MTV. Anyway.
That's what I said. I said it was before the horrific early years of MTV.
But there is a video.
He was correcting Chick.
Yeah. I'm sorry. But there's a video of
that.
I missed
there's a video of that audio turd.
Yes. I saw the weirdest thing yesterday.
Just tell your joke, will you?
This actually happened. A bunch of birds, red-breasted birds, they were sunning themselves and selling ice cream.
What?
Oh. Yeah, they were Baskin Robbins.
Wow.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Baskin Robbins, you see, they were catching some rays.
In the sun. Whatever you guys say, I'm a team player.
Okay, those
you know me. Behind you 100%.
Thank you very much, Ace. We certainly appreciate
it. For
that.
What, I'm not sure, but yeah, thank you.
Okay, now.
I like to watch birds.
I do, too.
We have Christy, what else is happening in the news?
There's a new pasta out there. Mr. Dan Pashman, host of the Sporkful podcast, set out to make the ideal pasta shape. He was seeking the perfect bite, texture, as well as forkability, and a pasta that will hold the perfect amount of sauce.
It's got forkability.
Yeah. Pashman detailed
that. You got to really get that.
You got to hit that.
You got to pronounce that really carefully. Forkability.
Yeah. I said that.
He's not talking to you because you did nail it.
Thank you.
He's just warning the rest of us.
All right. Yeah.
He always likes to say, oh, I wet my lips. he doesn't need to do any of that. We're all adults.
We're professionals.
Well, I'm sure that this story is going big. And I already saw a very long television piece on it. It was great. This guy is really cool. Really, he developed this pasta as you can.
Won't be around next month.
Nope.
Oh, you can't get it. It's back ordered more than 12
See,
weeks.
It's already gone.
Yep, everybody will forget about it. Not gonna happen.
This may revolutionize pasta, Josh.
Pashman,
real doubtful.
How could you be critical of this?
Pashman detailed the years-long development process in a series of episodes dubbed Mission Impossible.
Stupid.
On his podcast.
Well, he's good at puns.
The new pasta is called Cascatelli, meaning waterfalls in Italian, due to its curved half tube shape, rippling ruffles on the outer side.
No, because
it's being sold for $4.99 a pound.
It's all about when you eat it; the sauce will cling to it in a certain way. It'll pool in certain parts.
It has more surface area.
This is an engineering marvel.
Oh yeah, the guy's a hero. Yeah.
But pasta ain't broke.
Exactly.
Pasta's great.
It is. Yeah.
I have every time you have pasta, it's always good.
What's the name of this pasta?
That's like saying phones weren't broke, then they developed the iPhone.
It's called Cascatelli.
Yeah, they look like little bridges.
Yeah,
here's another brand. It's not even his. It's called Sfoglini. S-F-O-G-L-I-N-E.
What is that
telling you? This won't go anywhere.
It's sold out. You can't get it.
You can't get it. It's back ordered 12 weeks.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
How much does it cost?
$4.99 a pound.
Well, that's a pretty penny.
There we go. Now we're getting somewhere.
Are you done? Are you
done? Spaghetti
just told one of your jokes.
They spent a year. They did all kinds of testing, and it's designed to hold the sauce, and it's apparently delicious.
Well, it's pasta. How can it not be delicious? It
I've
all
never heard of this.
Seriously.
This shaped pasta, Zucca, Z-U-C-C-A.
Well, you can Google all kinds of other pastas, but that's not what the story is about.
That's right. There are so many other pastas. Why deal with this idiot?
Because he's a genius in the world of pastas. This was...
Lord.
It's not very appetizing looking.
No, it isn't.
You're supposed to eat it, Josh, not look at it.
Oh, Wait, is it a presentation?
You of all people.
Is it Cascatelli? Is that it, Chris?
I know you keep trying to shoehorn fat jokes into the story.
I'm not shoehorning a fat joke in there.
You tried to shoehorn like six of them into this.
Yeah, you did. Why would you be upset about a new pasta, A?
Right. You of all people should love this. Right. Surprised you're not masturbating.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with Geico Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
You're missing the entire point, of course.
No, I'm absolutely not.
Yes, you are. The point of this, Josh, is it's designed to, as you fork it...
Why don't you fork it?
Josh, I'm assuming you use a fork, not a trowel.
This is why we did it.
This is where we
end up. He doesn't care about this pasta.
All right,
you hear me, America? You see through the lies?
Wade through the lies.
Josh wants to make fun of you.
When you put it on a fork.
He wants to make fun of all of
us. I know, all the time.
Tom, you're right.
It holds the sauce. I was skeptical, and I watched this video.
I will give you that. It does.
They literally had engineers designing the ruffles.
I understand. So it does look like it is the perfect size for one bite of, you know what I mean? To put it in and you're going to get a nice, satisfying bite.
But I will
but
say,
that's it.
Kids are going to hate it, though.
Why is that?
Because the best part of spaghetti for kids is the...
Oh.
Don't do that again.
Do you remember the story a couple years ago about the guy with the scissors? He would put a thing of spaghetti in his mouth.
I love
and
that.
All the strands that were laying out.
That's a great
he would
idea.
Take scissors and cut it. Jeez. And apparently it's either a Buster Keaton or Charlie Chaplin bit.
I've been alive this long and I've never used the spoon when someone serves me pasta in a restaurant.
I didn't either until I finally did
and now it's the only way to go. Works so well.
So well.
But sure, I'm incredibly wrong and stupid. I understand.
Not saying that, my friend. Not saying that.
No, you're not incredibly. I'm
with you, Chick.
I didn't say.
Thank you, Ace. There's my buddy.
Maybe
Ace.
You and Ace should go have Italian tonight.
Together. Yeah, I'll pick you up. Okay. You wait. I'll be there.
I tell him to meet you somewhere.
This is the second. By the way, this stuff is back ordered, and now that this has hit the straight press, it'll really be back ordered.
The straight press.
Well, it was on Salon.com. Well,
it was actually in some obscure. We comb through all of these magazines like The Takeout and all these websites for.
But saying, that's because saying Sam it's been, cooks all the time.
Saying it's been sold out for 12 weeks means that, for all I know, they had 6 boxes.
Sure. Wait a minute.
No, they showed the guy at the factory. They were cranking out the
You
boxes.
Think Sam is probably used this, thinks it's wonderful, and sold his father on it somehow?
I bet you Sam would hate this because he does homemade pasta.
That's true.
Oh, he makes his own pasta.
It's delicious, too.
Is there anything Sam can't
He and his beautiful girlfriend.
My son Sam is really, really amazing.
He's a talent. Boy.
You guys are all going to miss me so much when I'm
there. It's a renaissance.
He may be your second child, but he's number one in your heart.
Sure. No, he's my first child.
Sam's a first.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought Lucy was older.
No, Lucy came.
She's just smartest.
Okay, yeah, that's
right. She's smart.
Yeah. Both very she's bright. Smart. They're so both pretty, very bright, those two.
Willie's very bright. Stop it.
I do okay, all right?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
you're just kidding.
I do just
He's not that smart. He didn't understand the ending of Sound of Metal.
You jerk. Go get a book, Josh.
This is from Josh, who thought that Lost had a well-written ending.
Oh, I cried. I thought it was very smart.
I cried, too, because they couldn't figure out what to do. I wasted my time watching this for 5 years, and this is what they think the end is? Carrying the casket's in the casket? Oh, that's clever.
Have you ever been another show that had to have a show that explained the show that you were watching with that show?
Okay, no, I want to get back to this pasta thing. I don't know why you guys aren't as happy about this as I am. First of all,
Have you ever thought
maybe we're not happy about it because it's something that brings you joy?
You ever thought about that?
No. Huh?
I know you don't care.
Hang on a second. Let me think of a second. Wait a minute. Do I care what they think? Oh, no, I don't. Okay, good.
No, I'm okay. You don't care what we think.
I can't help but notice in the next room we have our Italian friend.
Are you showing my face around now? You better not be.
Okay. Showing your face because we have an interesting news story this week. Speaking of pasta, a guy in the Dominican Republic or something? Where was he in the Caribbean?
Dominican Republic.
Yeah. Was it? Okay. And he had been wanted by Italian authorities, an international, what do they call it, Interpol.
He's wanted.
Apparently a member of the mafia.
In Italy.
Drug dealer.
Drug
dealer. He was a drug dealer.
No such thing as mafia.
Man. I don't know the man. These are accusations.
Keep your mouth shut.
He was, actually apparently a great cook, which is interesting. And he'd left Italy and was in hiding, but he was making YouTube videos, but he wouldn't show his face.
Yeah.
But I guess they were able to track him down by his tattoos.
So BS is what it is.
What's your name?
Oh, Luigi Accusatore.
Okay.
Oh
my. Your girl? Your girlfriend with you?
Yes, Gina Statutore.
Gina Statutore. Okay.
Unfortunate name.
I had another girlfriend, Lisa Marinara, liked the sauce. She was a delicious girl.
Here we go.
I'm a chef. I'm not a trafficking cocaine. That's a powder sugar. I flush it down the drain. I give a bribe. Please judge, Your Honor. This is a thing. Hey, let's just forget it. So I can go on TV and keep making a spaghetti.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Prego. I'm on YouTube making pizza pie. Yeah. I am not that mafioso guy. I make lasagna, macaroni, and the finest rigatoni. Now I got a cellmate trying to hide his baloney.
Oh,
very unfortunate and painful, yeah.
Oh,
it's being raped.
I'm on YouTube grilling portobello. I am not a crazy good fellow. I make it a meatball and linguine. And Christy, I drink your favorite, a little vino.
Yes.
Now I've got a cellmate who wants to sodomy. Oh, everybody.
See,
oh, sodomy. I gotta go. The cops are coming.
Oh, in the debon.
You chewed your butt.
Oh, yeah. Right up the old
Eastern.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's an update. This comes to us from Christopher.
Hi, Chris.
He writes, I looked into the Ravens story, Christy.
Yes?
I have an update. Do you know why the Ravens were stealing food in that parking lot?
No, why?
They wanted to make a po' boy sandwich.
Oh, okay. Honestly, I don't think that this guy was doing research at all. I think he tricked us.
Sounds like a joke to me.
Doing a little bit of Edgar Allan Poe comedy.
Yeah, I think that was.
Not a lot.
I liked it.
Somewhat obscure.
The Ravens were swooping down at the Costco parking lot and stealing meat out of people's cars.
Quote the Raven, we got to meet.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go get in the car, I think.
I'm going to join you.
Christy, I know where my car is, by the way, guy, and I know how to start it.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. Donnie, how are you?
Now you see why I know I think birds are dicks regular. No different than crows.
Yeah.
Bats are other feathered dicks. Hey, I don't know if I told you or not. But the other day at work, guess what?
What?
They posted on the board. Mm-hmm. They was bringing in an analyst to show us all how we can do better and shadow us around regularly.
Uh-huh.
You know? No different than birds hovering over us. And I was like, she better be fire ass hot or I ain't listening to a thing she has to say. Swear to God. I mean, I probably know more about being an analyst than anybody I know.
Oh, do you?
I'm known as Donnie Baker the Bastard Maker, but that child support starts adding up, and everybody's well aware of my hogs a rubber buster, so I'm trying to be more careful while I plant my seed.
Good point.
Swear to God. Hey, put it this way. I'm more of a mud farmer these days.
Sure.
So you might say I'm an expert analyst.
Donnie, it's analyst. It's like a consultant, not analyst.
You say tomato, I say tomato, Tom.
Well.
Or is it Tom? Anyways.
Oh, got you there.
Why are you going to pay an outsider? Tell us the same stuff we've been complaining about ourselves for years. Hmm. Here, I'll save you your analyst some time and efforts. My boss, Randy,
yep.
Randy's sick. He's always 20 minutes late to work, spends the majority of time in his office watching Tom made prank videos on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
You know? Sandy, an accountant, she's fire ass hot. Yeah. I won't put a baby in her, but she sucks at her job. And like I said, she's hot, so I've got no issue with it. It levels out.
Okay.
And then there's me, Donnie Baker. You know, got hired on by Jamie Barnes, unaccredited employee of the month for 27 straight months and running. A model of efficiency, named poster child for sexual harassment in the workplace. I deserve all the raises and a bonus.
Uh-huh.
And I want Sandy, the hot chick from accountant, to start reimbursing me for my rubbers, you know? Maybe start writing off as a company business expense.
Uh-huh.
I better run. Stupid analyst is timing this phone call. Hey, why don't you take your stopwatch and shove it up your...
Oh, my. Issues there.
Abruptly. Getting a consultant, apparently, at the office there.
Sounds like it.
There at the shop with Donnie. In the meantime, we have to go back to the news
I have
desk.
More birds in the news.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy.
A pair of Wisconsin farmers have lost their bid to use noise-making cannons as a blackbird deterrent. Wendell and Carlton Klein of
That's
King
right.
Farms in Trempleo?
Yeah, you got it.
Have been using propane-powered automatic bird cannons to protect their crops since 1962.
It's an apparatus of my own
this
design.
Is a,
however,
I'm on their side, and I know this will be very unpopular. But
no, I'm on their side too because you know how I feel about
these people were there first,
right? Residential development arrived around their farm, and they were required to get a permit to use the cannons, and were subsequently cited in violation of a town ordinance.
Police here first.
Their challenge of the ordinance has once again been dismissed by a court. Blackbirds roost in nearby federal wildlife refuge and unprotected fields can be damaged by 95% of the corn.
I like the cannon that judge's ass.
Before it's mature enough to pick. Yeah.
We have. Did you get the audio, Christy?
I didn't.
Oh, here we
do
go.
You have it?
Oh. Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Well, it sounds effective.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.